But once the patient is stabilized, I think that you need to be sure that you have all the tools. And the key tool is this issue of molecular monitoring of the disease. You need to have that accessible, because otherwise you are not going to know. So let me give you an example that we were quoting. One of my very first patients with APL, very nice lady, also from the Valley, who developed APL, was referred to me. In those days, we had a very exciting protocol with this drug, liposomal Atra, intravenous formulation. So this actually was a drug that by itself had a very amazing response rate in this disease. For issues that I'm not really familiar with, it was never fully developed, but actually it proved the point that there's a dose relationship in terms of the Atra, I guess the liposomal carrier helped with incorporation of the drug, etc. But you could actually have cures with single-agent Atra. That I think is important in itself. Bottom line is that this woman was on this protocol, did very well, and then a couple of years after that, after multiple negative PCRs, no disease, 3 or 4 years later, actually, that is very unusual. Most of the relapses in this disease traditionally happen in the first 2 to 3 years. She went to have a mammogram, and she got a mass, so they thought she had breast cancer. And guess what? It's an extramedullary deposit of the disease in the breast. We proved that by RT-PCR from that tissue, and actually, in the bone marrow, she had the same phenomenon. There was no morphological, so we reassessed her condition at that time when she had the breast biopsy. And then the bone marrow also had residual levels at that time of PCR positivity for that rearrangement. She went into another trial, had another response, had another extramedullary relapse. But there's very nice data that if you collect bone marrow at the time of PCR negativity, then you can actually rescue these patients with an autologous transplantation. And this lady now, I think we're talking now back 10 years, so she got a first remission of 2 with the third therapy that actually was some type of arsenic type of combination. She had 3 years and then relapsed. I gave her probably Mylotarg, and now she's on a third remission that is now 5 or 6 years later. I don't see her anymore. She's basically cured PCR negative for many, many years. So molecular monitoring is critical, because sometimes these patients may also do this very strange extramedullary type of relapse situations that may caught you by surprise. Like, you know, I never thought that the breast mass was not going to be breast cancer.